been bigger. The world continues to face a climate crisis, a water crisis, other major environmental challenges. Yet, as individuals, we feel almost helpless in the face of it all. What, in your opinion, if there was just one thing that each of us can do to make a difference? What would that be?
Well, the answer is quite simple, but also quite complex, and that is really stop or reduce our consumption of all forms of meat, particularly from industrial agriculture. Now, just the mention of this in the crowd, Ernest, will generally raise very interesting, sometimes heated and philosophical debates. I was chatting yesterday to one of my engineers, Jennifer Kerperthwaite, yesterday. She's extremely passionate about this issue, and she told me about a book she had been reading, which I did, I looked up. It's called Uncomfortably Unaware by Dr. Richard Oppenlander. Basically, it talks about the enormous carbon and water footprints associated with the food sector, and in particular meat, dairy, and fishing industries, which altogether has a bigger footprint than actually every single fossil fuel operated vehicle in the world. The book has some very sobering figures in it. More than a third of the world's carbon emissions are from food, which is massive. Basically, livestock animals have a global population of 70 billion, which outnumbers human beings 10 to 1. Just feeding them alone has a massive carbon footprint. Then there's the waste associated with their farming. I think at least 20%, sometimes up to 40% for certain food commodities are wasted in the value chain. And the water they drink and the space they occupy, something like 70 to 90% of all deforestation has been as a result of, making space for growing food for animals and growing animals themselves. And on top of it, the waste in the value chain. There are stats to support the notion that if we all became vegetarians, Ernest, we could cut the carbon footprint of the food industry by 60%. If we went the extra mile and became vegans, up to 70% of this carbon footprint could be decimated. There's further speculation that if we ate all the food that we currently feed to animals, we could even make a dent or even solve the world hunger problem. Then on the waterfront alone, and these stats are scary, it takes about 40,000 liters to produce 1 kilogram of beef. Yet it only takes about 180 liters of water to produce the equivalent amount of plant-based protein. I know these numbers sound absolutely outrageous, and I'm sure some of the listeners will say to me, I'm smoking my socks. But when you see that 20% of water is actually consumed during the animal feed production process, and then on top of that, if you take that one single cow needs about 114 liters of water a day to survive, a pig needs about 80 liters of water to survive, then the water used in cleaning and production, the numbers quickly add up to these absolutely tremendous amounts. Ernest, the math is accurate. The logic is compelling. The world needs to stop eating as much meat as we do. The big question is how. So I suppose let us start with meat-free Mondays, and let us start with reducing our consumption during the rest of the week.
All right. Some food for thought there, pun intended. Kevin James, we'll chat again next Wednesday, same time.
Absolutely. Take care, my friend.
Alrighty. Yeah. That's Kevin James from GCX Africa talking climate change and sustainability.